Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We back, man. Javon.
Yeah, we are back, man. There's another episode.
Yeah. How was your New York trip, man?
New York was dope, man. It was super dope. I actually did not get up and perform.
That was somebody asking the email.
Yeah,
like,
man.
They was mad. I guess they was following you on Instagram. Like, I know this nigga didn't perform in my city.
Nah. I actually didn't perform this time. I went to the Comedy Cellar, man. I went with my homeboy, Leonard.
Just to check it out.
Funny Leonard Outs. Yeah. And, you know, I'm just trying to get on the scene up there. I'm known here in St. Louis. You know, I go to Chicago but New York, yeah, it's a whole other monster I got to tackle. So that's what I'm doing right now, man.
Yeah, man, because like what DMX said, everybody's the man in their own hood.
Absolutely.
You go to somebody else's hood, you ain't nobody.
Yeah, not even saying I ain't nobody. You know,
I'm saying you got to reestablish yourself in another.
Exactly. So I mean, I've headlined in New York, and New York shows love, man. When people be like, man, you be in New York, where you be at? I be feeling good. I be like, man, I be in Brooklyn. They be like, okay.
Oh, you for real? You up there? You on there? We be close to Biggie?
Yeah. That ain't right. I feel like I'm from Brooklyn now. Like a little bit. I don't feel like I'm from Brooklyn, but I do like visiting there, man.
Yeah.
Dope city. But yeah, man, I'm going back up there in the next few weeks. So I'm traveling, dude, just trying to get on.
Hey, man, before we get into some emails and stuff, did you see the casting for Richard Pryor and the other people that got in it?
Well, I know Mike Epps is Richard Pryor.
Eddie Murphy's playing Richard Pryor's dad.
Wow. He is playing Richard Pryor's dad.
And then Oprah Winfrey's playing his grandma.
For real?
And then somebody else is in there too, man. I forgot it. Somebody else. I got the article. Give me a sec. But
So Eddie Murphy's in the movie.
He's playing his dad.
He
is signed up. It's like on like they have the casting like press release,
dude.
And Oprah Winfrey's playing his grandmother.
That's so dope, man. And this one thing I say people sleep on with Mike Epps, dude. Mike Epps can act.
He was the best part of the movie Sparkle.
Yeah,
you really was like, damn, this nigga is fucking crazy. Like you really got into. So that's when I knew he could play Richard Pryor. Seeing him in Sparkle, when I was like, oh, he could really be serious.
Dude.
Because I thought Marlon, because you know Marlon can, we seen him be serious. So I was like, okay, yeah. I know Marlon can be serious. But seeing Mike Epps in that made me be like, okay.
I saw Marlon's footage for the
What'd you think about that?
I thought it was good, man.
Yeah.
I think
it's kind of sad that they both can't play him. Like, you play him maybe in the younger. That would be kind of dope, though, I think.
But that was like too different.
You think it's too hard?
To me, that would be doing too much.
Because they about the same age.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's true. Exactly. That's true. But Mike Epps, man, dude is super talented. I've heard him doing impersonations of people and stuff. And, like, dude is smart, man. Mike Epps is smart. He's a funny comic.
Kate Hudson is the other person.
Kate Hudson?
Is playing in it, too.
Okay.
So is Eddie Murphy.
So you have some good – those are some good names to be around.
Ooh,
man.
I wonder if Kate Hudson's playing his wife.
That
Damn,
could be
they trying to do some real shit
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that could
Kate Hudson's a good-ass actress, man. Wow. Yeah. They said they're trying to set up to win the Oscar in 2016.
Well, I definitely, you know, wish many blessings to Mike, man, and and doing that, cause that, like, I know it was always him in the runnings to be the role, you know, have the role of Richard Pryor, but you know, okay, hey guys, just before you guys know, this is my son. He just stepped in here for a second. His name is Josiah. Say hey, Josiah.
Hi.
Okay, Josiah, wait a minute. I want you to tell us, why are you interrupting us?
So I can use the bathroom.
Okay, yeah, he just interrupted the show. He has to use the bathroom.
He
got to
go.
You got to go. And then my niece, she's also here, Caitlin. KK, say hey, KK.
Hi.
Okay, do you want to say anything? Do you have to use the restroom?
I like to move it.
Girl, get out of here.
Damn. Was she even alive when that song came out?
I don't know. I'm not even sure.
Who was that? I like to move it. Yeah, she wasn't alive, man. Because how old is she?
KK is getting ready to be 9.
Oh, yeah, she wasn't alive, man. Yeah. That shit was out like 2002.
Yeah. She's going to be 9.
You're going to be 9. But no, I mean, so let's jump into some of these emails and then we get into these topics, man. We got a lot of good stuff to talk about, man. All right, this email is from Peter Gerard. What up, fellas? Love the last podcast. You guys went real deep in the Stroud of Compton, but I was missing the homie Javon and seeing his thoughts on it. Just wanted to see what he thought about it on the next show. It's from Peter Gerard.
Peter Gerard, what's up, bro? Hey, man, I went to go see it, actually. I went to go see it by myself. I sat up in the front, watched it, man. Had a chance to take the whole movie in. I definitely think Straight Outta Compton is definitely a classic, man.
Yeah.
I just think it was, and one reason I say that, too, just because it was believable and just being alive around that time. I remember some of the stuff. Not to say I was like, because, you know, shit, I was 8, 7 yeah, years when, old. You know,
but we remember more of the Dre Day shit. Like, yeah, that stuff I remember is when the Easy and Dre was beefing. I remember all that shit vividly.
Yeah, we could recite words to those songs.
So that's when I had more discrepancies of the movie, was more the stuff that I remember personally, like, nah.
I do remember the 100 miles and running and stuff like that and Fuck the Police. I do remember that, but, like, I know during that time, man, my parents... Like, I grew up in the city, but I still had cousins that listened to it and everything.
That's how you listen to it at the time. Getting their Cutlass.
And they, right, and they got their Chevy or whatever. Yep. Yeah.
They just bumped that D.O.C. album.
The Doc,
y'all.
Hey, Doc had a dope voice, though, back in the day, dog.
Dude, on the low, people considered that D.O.C. album as, like, one of the best albums of the 80s and early 90s.
For real?
Yeah, you got to think about that song. They had the... that song they had this the formula they had that one that was DLC and then it's getting funky. What is it?
It's getting funky.
Dude.
Hey, you know what though?
You only needed 3 singles for your album to be straight.
But you know what? And even back in the day, dog, I used to think Doc was from California.
I did too. And then I think I found out maybe way later on he was from Dallas.
Yeah, I found out when they said that he has a baby with Erykah Badu.
Yeah, but that was way after the fact, though. He had a baby with Erykah Badu. He had it after Dre had his baby with her.
But,
but that's how you figure out that they would be kicking it in Dallas, you see?
Yeah, right, exactly.
So. That's all that stuff's real interesting. There's so many small different roads of how everything, you know,
connects.
Yeah.
But the movie itself, man, I thought the movie was dope. I mean, I give it a 10 out of 10. Not just because everybody else is, but just because of the movie itself. It was believable. I think Ice Cube's son, O'Shea Jr., I think he did a great job at portraying his father in the movie. Because as easy as that might seem to some, it's not easy to portray your father in the movie. You see Eazy-E's kids didn't get the role of him. Not saying that they wanted it or whatever, but I'm just saying they didn't know none of his sons played him. How many sons does Eazy-E have?
4.
4 sons. Okay, none of his 4 sons played him in the movie. Dr. Dre has 2 sons and 2 daughters. His other, you know, his son, for his son O'Shea to play him, actually do a great job to where I was like, hey man, like I remember that. I remember Ice Cube from Boys in the Hood.
I'm like, is that him? Is that him?
He fucking O'Shea did a great job. Junior did a great job, man. And like, I just think the whole movie, even the dude did a good job as Dr. Dre. He made me even believe. I'm like, man.
He had his voice sound like Dre.
Dude, he did. Hey, a couple times I was like, it did Dre, son?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm like,
when he moved, too. His whole
His mannerisms and everything. Even though they had him like Super Nigga, like we talked about last show. Yeah. They had Dre like Super Nigga.
That's my only discrepancy with the movie.
Actually, the most discrepancy of the movie is the Dre shit.
Yeah.
I didn't say how they had
that's the beef. That's my only beef was the Dre shit and Ren not being in no more. That's it.
MC Ren, what? You say he wasn't in there enough?
Nah.
I think
considering he wrote all that 100 Miles and Running album, wrote all that Niggas for Life.
On that.
Yeah, no, just a little bit. More. Maybe even showing him in the room by himself in a hotel room writing come on, Ren, you got the roadies done. Give me time, man. I'm writing no album. Before it was just me and Q. They could did a scene like that and threw that in there and they could have been like, oh shit, damn, Ren was writing all that shit.
Right. I think Ren had an issue. He had some sort of an issue with that. I want to say I read something recently but I didn't get into the article, but it was like, Ren said this about the movie, but it wasn't like he was saying like the movie was garbage, but that they could have added more, I guess, more from him.
But like we said, though, it's probably a lot in them director's cut. They said it was 3.5 hours.
Yeah, but they had to shorten it.
They had
it.
Yeah.
Like you on a commercial.
You ain't want it to be Roots. Three and a half hours.
Even on a commercial, you see the part where Easy pulled that gun out the bag with Jerry Heller right there.
And the part where Dre in jail talking to this girl.
Right, exactly. And that's another thing, too, man, with that movie. You know, you got D. Barnes, you know, people trying to come forward, like, why would Dre wouldn't put this in the movie?
I do believe they should have D. Barnes part in there, though.
The reason I
said it last week, the reason I believe that is because that showed way more the intricacy of the beef between Dre and Q. Not because necessarily D. Barnes needed to get that shine, but that it would show how much they was beefing on the fact that this motherfucker beat up this chick. over that. Because they made it seem like fucking Dre and Cube was just cool and shit the whole time. That was one of my main beefs with that. And them motherfuckers was beefing. Because Dre was the first one to diss him.
Nah,
100 Miles a Run, he's the first, the verse that first dissed him first.
Well, if we're going to go deeper than that, they didn't touch on Real Compton City G's.
They didn't. Or Dre Day.
Dre Day at all. No. But I think that just a part of their careers that we all know happened. So they figure like, you know, wow.
I just made Dre look like a saint to me, man. That was my thing. Nah, a saint that could fight niggas. Though he was like, Jesus.
At the end, he was like, I'm out.
Yeah, come on, man. You know that part at the end that did not happen.
Talking about what?
When he told what you going to, like, he just going to leave, tell Suge.
He's going to have it. I'm
he
out.
Sent him a fax. You know he sent him a fax probably like, I'm leaving Death Row.
I say when Dre swung on dude.
For no reason.
Nigga, they had pit bulls fighting inside the studio. I was like, what the fuck is
and
this?
And he stole on two dudes.
Did he steal on two?
He hit the first dude, knocked him out. And then remember he was arguing more. And then the other dude walked up on him. And he stole on that dude.
Damn,
like he was just coming in there wrecking shop.
That, like I said, that's where I was like, I don't know.
He probably did speak his mind. You know what I'm saying? But to be like that gangster with it, I'm like,
yeah.
Even the part when it was younger, when he
stole the dude in the parking lot. Yeah.
Like, it was just too like.
Like you know, like, he just run up like he don't question nothing. Yeah, he just run up and hit
like people. It was like 0 to 10. It's way too fast. I'm like, dude.
But I'm gonna say this. I'm gonna be Teddy right now. Not to play devil's advocate, but you know, what if Dre really was?
No, he wasn't.
No, I'm asking. You know, what if he really was like that, and we see him as, you know, people, you know, he fronted him out, so we looking at it like, it's a chink in the armor.
No. I don't think he was like no punk or nothing.
I didn't say he was a bitch, but he wasn't super nigga.
The punch he did when his brother was, they could have left that out. Yeah. It was just like,
dude. The parking lot scene, they could have put, they could have cut that part out and put the D-Barn shit in there.
Nah, but look, they were trying to show the racial tension back then too.
Yeah, right. Oh, they could no, they could not. The whole punch could have been gone. He could just been walking out and got into it with the cop. He didn't need to have the part where he stole the dude and broke his jaw, or whatever.
Okay, well, what if that incident really did go down though?
No, it didn't.
Well, we don't know that though.
No, because you know the part where he got arrested and he got to jail. You know that was over parking tickets, dog. That's the real story. Eazy-E bailed him out over parking tickets, dog.
Well, no, it wasn't Eazy-E. It was
It was Eazy-E.
No, it was a guy named
you talking about Andre? Let me talking about Andre or whatever.
The dude who's
no,
was you.
No, right, but no. Eazy-E bought him out from doing that. That's how he got Dre on the label because he was like, I gotta go bail out Dre, and then the story goes, Eazy was like, well, I'll go bail him out. Let me have him. And that's how he went to go bail him out.
I know the dude the guy whose studio they were using. Yeah. What is the fuck?
Andre,
his name?
I think it's Andre.
I don't know.
Not Andre. It's something else. Our listeners hit us up with. I can't remember his name now. The dude from the World Class Wrecking Crew.
World Class Wrecking Crew. Yeah. I just saw an interview where he said, well, you know, when I got drafted, he said when I got drafted out of jail.
But yeah, it's a couple of times when they got him
a parking ticket.
It was a couple of times Dre got out of jail for parking tickets. That was the second time. That's why Eazy-E ended up getting him out, because that was the second time that old boy was going to have to do that. He wasn't him bucking up with no cops. That was parking tickets, man.
Hey, man.
They didn't need to do. They didn't have to say it was old parking tickets. They didn't have to have that whole scene. Period. Actually, that whole scene. Period. Yeah. They could just had Eazy bailing them out, and you just didn't know why he was bailing them out. And you was like, "Dang, man, you gotta quit doing that shit." And you didn't have to even. And I would have been cool with it. I'd have been more cool with it. All right, let's jump into the email. Somebody got some more emails about Straight Outta Compton Force.
Alonzo Williams.
Alonzo.
His role was funny in the movie.
Yeah, but he, you know, if you have seen an interview with him, he sounds just like that, don't he?
Yeah, he
sounds just like the dude in the movie. If you see an interview with him, he said,
"No, man, Dre picked his own clothes out. He said, I ain't make them wear them suits." He said, "Dre picked his own outfit out, shoddy suit." I was like, "Oh man, that's funny in the mug." All
right, this one is from Jay Haig. He says, "What up, family? Really was digging the last episode of the show. D, you was on some real shit when it came to the whole idea with D Barnes being in the movie. I really was tripping off how they glossed over a lot of how Dre and Ice Cube were beefing. It's funny. It's almost like they didn't want to acknowledge them being beefing because they had money on the table for this movie. But good looking out on that. That was real deep that you had with that. Hey, yo, Javon, why the fuck wouldn't you let me know you was in New York? Holla at me. I fuck with y'all heavy. Heard about Corey Holcomb through y'all last week. I'm definitely going to be checking him out, too. Peace."
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, brother, on not letting you know I was there.
He acted like it was personal, like you supposed to hit him a personal.
No, I will next time. For real.
I get it. Them. Like, you're going to send him a personal email like, hey, man, I'm
in your city. I'm touching down.
No, you should let him know exactly where you at. Like 2 in the morning, send him an email like, hey, man, I'm in what you call it right now.
Right.
Like right now, and take a picture and send him like, I'm right here. Where you at? I let you know where I'm at.
I will be back, though. I will be back to y'all nasty-ass beautiful city. They got the most beautifulest nasty city.
Yeah. The thing is, though, New York's got cleaner, too. That's the funny part.
Has it?
Hell yeah. You got to go to New York back when New York was fucked up in the 80s. I remember when I went as a kid for, to New York. I remember my grandma was just making me like walk like damn near. She was damn near carrying me. I was like 7 or 8 because it was so dirty and rats and shit. They cleaned it up a lot there.
See, it looked like, what's that, the movie with Kurt Russell in it from way back in the day?
Oh, Escape from New York?
Yeah, yeah. You know that film here, right? Escape from New York.
It was?
Yeah, like a Union Station back in the
really?
Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that's what's up. Yeah. You know you film a part in Walking Dead here?
No way.
Yeah, and Crestwood.
No way.
Yeah, this new season.
So film. When did the new season start?
Like January? No, maybe October. Yeah.
Damn.
But they filmed part of it in Crestwood. But because they was asking people, extras and all that, to come out. Shout out to that. But shout out to Tef Poe, man, who was on a Combat Jack Show podcast. Definitely shout out to Tef and everything. He's been holding it down, man. He's coming up. He's coming up. Next topic, let's jump into this. Fleece Johnson getting paroled, man.
He out. Don't be out.
You know, see,
hey, man, we might want to take the episode down. We might want to take some of these episodes down.
You know, I want to be on low cash.
Hey, do you think that Fleece, you think Fleece is going to be able to get out? Like, or do you think they're going, you think they're really going to parole him in September?
If he did his time, he's going to be out.
Damn. I mean, does he go right back in, though? Or what does he do? Like, what is, like, he's been in there since the 70s.
He might just fall back. I think he might just.
Somebody's going to have to give up some booze.
Or does he get out and just start fucking a whole bunch of chicks?
No, dog, that definitely. We know where he going with it.
Is he just, I mean.
Man, look here, dude. Fleece out, baby. Hey, I'm going to say this, though. Fleece, when you get out, I'm going to tell you where to go, man. And this just off being just some real, you know, being a real dude, I'm going to tell you where to go. Go to Atlanta. You're going to like it there.
Like a whole city.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll like that. I do. I'm sure. I'm sure.
Hey, what's funny is he's going to say it's a whole city of gays. In Atlanta.
Well, Fleece, get out. She need to go to Atlanta Rim.
Fleece?
Yeah, he probably,
I already got my ticket.
Yeah.
People probably already sent him pictures and shit like Disney World.
He probably asked him, can I choose where I want to be stationed?
Like, can I do my parole in Georgia?
He's people are like, I, what's up with that mall?
Yeah, what, Linux?
Oh, the Linux.
He have a kiosk. He have a kiosk.
Fleece got a kiosk.
A kiosk. But he at the kiosk, he ain't selling a product. He just giving out advice about how not to get raped by Fleece Johnson. And when you see the name, you going to be like, oh, this might be a good dude to listen to.
He might go by Floyd. He probably going to go by Floyd Johnson.
He want people to know it's him.
You think so? Like, yeah. He going to use the branding? Like,
he might even just put Fleece, not even Johnson. Yeah. Fleece.
Everybody know who Fleece is?
Got a t-shirt.
And that's crazy, though. If anybody named Fleece, you automatically be like, you mean Fleece Johnson?
Mm-hmm. Dude, I never heard the name Fleece.
Never heard that name before. He Fleece. Might have made that shit up.
No, nah, that's his real name. That was on MSNBC.
Yeah, that's his real name?
That's MA name.
Because he's in Kentucky, I know that.
Fleece Johnson.
He ain't that far from St. Louis.
Yeah, I know.
4 hours. Depending on what part of Kentucky you're in.
What, you know, I heard y'all podcast. I like what you do. DJ Reminisce. Now, you got, okay, now, at your studio down, you got a studio. Now, I got an 8-track. Actually, I had one
for my album. I was finna put out.
Hey, I was gonna put out an album. I was trying to get the streets together. I called it Fleece Unity, and you know, I had a bunch of men, and they was all together.
And they was wearing like Dre and them shit. Like they was wearing them clothes.
No, they was wearing sequins pants. You know, with the back pockets cut out. You know, see a little bit of booty cheek, and
we was hitting all the gay scenes.
Yeah, boy, Fleece, man.
I'm back, baby.
Yeah, Fleece is out. Fleece is
when
out.
When your powers combine, I am
Fleece Johnson.
All right, let's jump into some of these topics, man. Wendy's worker puts vaginal fluid in food. She gets fired and arrested for it.
fire arrested electric chair. Yeah. Killed it. Kill that bitch. She's nasty.
She used it to substitute mayonnaise.
Oh, let's go to another story, dog. That was terrible. Go switch.
I'm like, damn. How much discharge you have?
Oh man!
For somebody to even notice it.
Right. You were using. Yo, she needed. What was that pH balance cream?
Ooh.
Her balance all off.
This is nasty.
Oh my! Why would you bring that story up?
Hey, that was that reminiscent then.
I know. I know.
All right. Next up, these Ashley Madison hacks, man. They got a hundred, like 80,000 people's emails from people like logging on that website.
What
you know, Ashley Madison basically is a website where people could cheat. It's like a whole. The whole premise is, if you want to cheat, cheat through us, and it could be anonymous. And have anonymity from the situation, so nobody can technically find out. So it was a group of freedom fighters, they called themselves, that hacked into it and got all the emails and names and released them. Two people committed suicide.
Wow.
Already.
What?
77. And the fucked up part is people using their fucking work emails. Like,
what?
You know, Javon Bibbs at sunshine.gov. Like, people using I work at, you know, Ralston Purina.
Well,
John Wilson at Wasp Proof using they work emails.
I'm gonna say this, what Bernie Mac said, a new fool.
Yeah,
a new fool to use your work address on anything like that. Why wouldn't you create a fake Gmail account?
Yeah,
with a fake name and then just use that one. Who uses their work? You have to be really horny and want some ass bad.
I need it now. Right. I don't really have time. I don't have the 5 minutes to get the
here.
Gmail.
Just use it. Tim Cortell at what's a big company name?
At Lockheed Martin,
right? Or at
Boeing.
At Boeing, yeah. Tim Cattle at Boeing.
Cattle.
/supervisor.
Yeah, I'm like two people killed themselves.
Right.
Two people killed themselves. The captain of the police department.
Wow.
He killed himself
for real.
Off of it, yeah, because they put all your business out there. And all these people are married. The whole thing is that you cheat with other married people.
That's the you're doing the coward, right? Like, you can't be a coward. If you get caught, I say this, if you
stand
cheating
on it
and you get caught,
stand
what
on
can
it
you do? But say, okay, I cheated. My wife's going to leave me. I'll start over. And if she's not going to leave you, she might even respect you more for even just saying, you know what, yeah, I fucked up. I got caught. I probably would still be doing it had I not gotten caught.
Right. He said I probably would be still doing it.
It was meant for me to get caught. And, you know, just go ahead and give up. Like, once you get caught like that, I'm going to say like that, because if you got emails like Chris Hansen type emails, you try to lie. No, I didn't. I never did that. And then she pulled it out. Well, what are these? And she show you the email. Nothing you can say. Nothing you can say.
I mean, honestly, you just have to shut. You just got to be quiet. I mean, what can you say?
I say fake a coma.
You just start having a stroke.
Dude, I'm saying fall out. Don't do nothing after that. Just close your eyes to where she let her slap you in your face 1,000 times or whatever.
And just try to figure out if you're alive or not.
No. Fake the coma the whole time. Like, I know you won't. And she hitting you with shit. You got to stay knocked out. You got to stay so knocked out to where you got to let her knock you out for real. And then, because you know she did all this shit, then, like, you know, you go to the hospital, you on a little machine, beep, beep. You actually wake up, but you know she whooped your ass. So now you could tell her, like, hey man, I'm saying I remember just apologizing to you, and then I just blacked out, you know, and I felt like somebody was hitting me. I'm not sure, but you know she's whooping your ass.
Yeah,
you know, so you gotta make her feel bad about it. Like, but you know, I'm glad I'm here. I made a mistake, and she gonna be
me
like,
having this near death life experience.
Yeah,
it changed my ways.
Yeah, you gotta fake a coma. Not even fake a fake sleep. Fake a whole coma. You gotta fake a coma.
You have to damn near put yourself on life support.
You have to. Not damn near. You have to fake a coma and put yourself on life support. That's the only way to bounce back if you caught on the emails. Only way.
What about you, Ren? What do you think about this Ashley Madison hacks?
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't like Jeron said, why would you even put your work email or your any email? Just make one up.
Dude, Yahoo. Even if you don't like, you think Gmail's your thing. Make a Yahoo account. Yahoo ain't shit. Yeah. All right. Next up, Master P is doing a biopic movie now.
No,
he's got Queen Latifah in it, Wendell Pierce from The Wire, and Charlamagne the God so far in it.
No.
In it.
I don't know if we need that right now.
No, we don't.
I mean, we really seen it with I'm About It.
That's what I thought. I thought we saw an I'm About It.
Yeah, I think I'm About It was like, I mean, yeah, I don't know if we need a Master P movie about, because it's kind of like now people see the N.W.A. movie was that successful, because Daz Dillon's just trying to do a dog pound movie. I'm not sure if we need a dog pound movie. I don't know. Not to even be hating on the homie Daz, but on, I don't know if we'll get a dog pound movie on that level. You know, on the level of, let's say, Straight Outta Compton. A dog pound movie really couldn't feel that.
I mean, we could do an Unsung.
That's what I'm saying. People aren't going to go pay to see a dog pound movie.
No, but I watch it on Unsung. I think a bunch of people tune in for Unsung.
Right. Something like that, I think that'd be definitely dope. But now,
even MTV Behind the Music, if you want to do that, that'd be better than doing a.
The only other like hip hop movie I think I'm trying to think people would want to see, and actually people would pay to go see. No, a lot of people wouldn't pay to go see Wu-Tang, nothing like that. I think
Luke.
No, for the image.
I'm saying all the shit he went through with like going through fighting the government and all that stuff.
I don't know if Luke,
for freedom of speech and all that.
I don't know if a Luke movie would even. I mean, I think if you go, I think maybe I heard. They were going to do a Tupac Snoop type movie.
Yeah.
With that, I think that would be big just off the fact that you have somebody playing Tupac and somebody playing
Snoop. I think it would have to be a whole Death Row thing.
Just do a movie on Death Row.
Yeah, now that'd be dope. Now, look, now they did that, a whole movie on Death Row, because you know Pac is going to be, you know, the main, you know, that part that, you know, really makes Death Row.
Yeah.
But yeah, if they really show some shit on Death Row, but they won't be able to get the full on it now, because first off, with Straight Outta Compton, everybody had a hand in it, with the, you know, with the exception of course Eazy-E, but his wife had a hand in it.
Yeah.
And with if you did a Death Row movie, of course Suge Knight ain't gonna have no hand in it.
That's why he's in jail now, is because he tried to have a hand in Straight Outta Compton.
So that's what this was. That was about, though.
Yep, he had got into it. Do you know the dude Bone? They call him Bone.
Yeah, he played in Training Day.
Yeah, okay. So him and Suge got into it on the set because they got. So the whole thing, I read that the LA Times article is pretty deep, and they break down everything. So Bone is a blood that's certified blood. Everybody fuck with him. So when they were shooting a movie, they was using blood hoods. So they had to use him as like kind of the emissary to make sure everything cool.
Right.
So he's basically on the staff as kind of like a consultant because, hey, we're going to be filming here. You know, they're going to pay him a certain amount of money to make sure the hood's cool.
Right.
Him and Suge got a beef over something. They didn't mention what. They get into it. Even though they both bloods, they are into it for whatever reason. He showed up on the set. They got into it. Suge left. Bone ran after him. Like got in his car, ran and went after him. And Suge's homeboy, dude, he ran over,
right.
ran after him and was like, man, dude, chill, everything's cool. Bone runs up and then up on Shakar and hits him in the side of the face, like butt stills on him.
Right.
So then Suge puts the car in drive, runs over Bone's legs, breaks both his ankles, runs over his homeboy, kills him. That's what happens.
Damn.
Yeah.
So Suge might not see a whole lot of time for that. If he said his life was in danger.
But they
going to OJ him.
They going to OJ him, man. They going to be like, dude, we should have been got you in some other shit.
Yeah.
Even though if you look at the situation, dude just run up on you and you didn't win. Like, it'd be like you talking to me and some dude, just run up on me, pop, and just hit me like, well, damn, you just going to drop. You know, you may not.
No, I say what Chud did wrong. He backed all the way up.
Yeah, he backed up and then tried to pull out.
No, he ain't try to pull out. He backed up, aimed, and then
pulled out. Yeah. He was going out the Bone, though, but I'm pretty sure his homeboy's probably like, come on, Suge, man, quit bullshitting.
Yeah.
And then got, you know, ran over.
So the dude he killed was his partner.
Yeah, that was his partner.
He was cool with him.
Because his partner was trying to calm down the situation. He ran over to Suge, trying to calm him down about being on the movie set because they wouldn't let him on the movie set. But they paid Suge, though. They paid Suge for using his likeness in the movie.
Right.
So Suge, he was like, dude, Suge, calm down, man. This is a movie, you know, probably talking to him like, dude. I mean, it's their movie, man. You know how you trying to calm somebody down.
Right.
And then Bone ran, like, you know, mad about something else, and it ran up on him and it stole on him.
Right.
And then there you have it.
In jail.
In jail. And he's never getting out. He's got a $10 million bill or something crazy?
I thought it was $25 million.
So that means he got to come up with $2.5 to get out of jail. Because you got to come up with 10%. I'm surprised Suge ain't got that 2.5, though. Suge must not have no paper then. All right, next up, this one's kind of sad, man. Derrick Rose being sued for gang rape?
Man, I don't believe
his
that
shit. His girlfriend or ex-girlfriend?
But did you read that whole story, Javon? I saw man, you talking about it on Facebook.
It was just that. Come on
now. The way you read it, you stayed with him for 2 years, and he's supposed to have been trying to rape you for 2 years. And you stayed as his girlfriend for 2 years.
Not even that, but the fact that you're saying Derrick Rose broke into your apartment. That alone, I'm like.
And you stayed with him.
No, she said he broke it. She left. Went to her apartment.
Right, because he put a date rape drug in her drink. Yeah. She got out.
Went to her apartment.
He breaks in with his boys.
Yeah.
They all rape her.
Yeah.
And then they go out to hang out the next night.
Yeah. And then not only that, but from what I hear, she's went through 3 lawyers already.
Oh, really? Yeah. I didn't get that.
Now, that's what I read on his website, but I don't know how true that is, but that's true. It's like, come on, man.
It's real women that's been raped out there like that, and you like... Come on, man.
You suing and not pressing charges.
But she said he had tried to rape me, or he tried to rape me for over 2 years while we were together. What?
He tried to rape her for 2 years?
Or like something like he was raping like her for 2 years saying, while he was together, while he was boyfriend and girlfriend.
I like saying somebody tried to kill me. They tried to kill me.
For over 2 years.
Yeah, but they finally beat my ass. So now I want some. Nah, dude. Come on, man. I don't want to press charges. I want to just sue him. Nah,
I just need about a cool 10 mil, and I'll be happy with that.
Yeah, so basically... She's just trying to get her pussy paid for. That's what I'm going to say there. Because I'm sure Derrick Rose, if he did smash, I'm sure he probably smashed. It was probably one of the things where he smashed.
Times.
And then just, he probably stopped fucking with her. And then after he stopped fucking with her, it's like, okay, let me see. Because this dude, he stopped fucking with me. How can I get back at him to let him know he did me dirty or whatever? Okay, I'm going to just say he raped me.
But she got an elaborate story, though. Like, this is an elaborate story.
It's 2015. If she said it happened in 2012, that's 3 years to make a story up. You got 3 years to.
But I'm saying, but it's an elaborate, though. Like, I'm talking about, like, she got, like acting like he's super raper. He's like, oh, I'm going to rape this bitch for real. I'm going to put some day rape drug in her.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Damn, that ain't work. Okay. Fuck that. I'm calling up Javon, calling up Reminisce. We going over there before I can rape her.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. After she ain't escaped, it's not over yet.
Yeah.
I got to call my boys. Uh-huh. You want to fuck her too? I know you mad, right?
Then I got to be like, you know what? Let's go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I always want to fuck her too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been thinking about raping her myself.
But Derrick, what about your $80 million contract you just signed? It don't matter.
This shit more important than all that shit. Right. This bitch wouldn't let me rape her when I put that date rape drug
all
in.
All these women we got to choose from. Well, let's go rape this one.
Yeah. No, leaving out at 2 in the morning, I got to call y'all. First, I got to call you to wake you up.
Mm-hmm.
At 2 in the morning.
Yo, go
rape somebody.
I want to rape somebody.
Hello. You know what I'm saying? Hello.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, what's up? Who is this, D? Yeah, what's up, man? What's up, man? Hey, man, we got to rape this bitch. Like, what? I'm be like, hold on, dog. You said what?
Rape?
Nah, dog.
He got to describe, man. I already put date rape drug in it. She already for the pass out.
She says it's cool.
Right.
It's part of our role playing.
Dude, that's crazy.
And then broke in.
Yeah. I just think her plan on this, like, rape is such a sensitive topic.
Mm.
It's like for her to even consider. And I really, I don't say I hope she's telling the truth. I hope she gets found out for lying, because I can't even say that this situation even sounds truthful the least bit at all. It doesn't to me. From reading what I've read and just, I don't know Derrick Rose per se, but it's like.
He's pretty low key.
Yeah, man. He. It's like you saying telling me that like Tim Duncan or somebody did that. I'ma question it. But if your story really don't add up, and which this doesn't, because you're not pressing charges. And I looked. They said it happened in California. I looked up. I was like, what's the statute of limitations?
Hold on. She said this happened in California.
Yeah, Beverly Hills. It is Beverly Hills mansion. Yeah.
So hold on.
Yeah,
hold on.
This supposed to happen in California. Yeah.
Hold on, man. So hold on.
Yeah.
So this one, I'm thinking maybe in Chicago. So this,
this is
somewhere he probably don't even live at for real, because most of the season you in Chicago.
They said he has a house in Beverly Hills. That's what they said. Derrick Rose has a house in Beverly Hills.
You know what? I wonder if he was letting her stay in his crib, and she was saying, he kicked her out that crib. Like, he had a little side chick that lived in L.A., and she was living in that crib. And she considers breaking in, him coming in his own goddamn crib.
No. She said she went to her apartment. That's what she said. So he has a crib in Beverly Hills.
Right.
And she supposedly left there and went to her apartment. And she said she only remembers, quote unquote, flashes of. And I'm just like, I don't know about that. But you didn't report it back then because she said she was too embarrassed to. But now you want to sue. What's more embarrassing? Like, when you get raped, when a woman gets raped, it's no money that can. That's anybody gets raped. When you get raped, it's like somebody taking your fucking soul from you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You getting raped. You're not thinking about, okay, I'm not going to tell because, you know. And then, like they said, the statute of limitations on rape in California, it's like 6 years or something. Like,
so she could technically still go to the police. And,
but if you don't have evidence or you don't have no
a rape
proof,
kit or nothing,
you know, like that, like, yeah, you assed out pretty much. So, you know, it's pretty much, if you don't come with a good enough story, I think that's why the lawyers probably didn't consider taking her case in the first place.
They was probably like, hold on, so you going to sue Derrick Rose? You got a good, okay. He probably wanted to look at
it. I want
to
hear this.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
He raped you? Really?
Okay, come sit in my office.
So what happened? So what happened was he tried to date Ray Drummond. Oh, okay, like Bill Cosby.
Okay.
All right, all
right. You still got the cup? No, I don't have the cup. I can't remember.
Okay, but so I got away. Oh, so you got away. That's good. That's good. You got
that's
away. You
good.
Got away.
That's good.
So then I get home, and then he breaks in with like four of his friends. And they raped me. They gang raped me.
Okay, so your window and everything, did you report it to the police? Your window's still broken? Your door key?
No. Okay. So what year did this happen? Did this happen like recently? We can still
so wait,
go back.
No. Wait, you still got your undergarments and stuff or your clothes because that way we can. Now, it was some years ago.
It was
hold
flashes.
Hold on. You
flashes.
Said what? It was some years ago. I just. No, wait a minute. You got to have something because it's like, you know, you could accuse this man of rape. Like, you know what rape means, right? Rape is strong.
What if they ran a train on her, though, and she was upset about that? And then, because he wouldn't kick out no dough or something on the back.
I don't even think
I can
that,
see that.
Dude. I don't see that.
You know what I'm saying? Nowhere.
I can see if they like straight fucked her and it was on her, like it was consensual, like
yeah,
you know,
she, we just all kicking it, doing
yeah,
whatever.
And then they just stopped fucking with her on some. She her like, you know what? Okay, he think okay, I'm gonna get his ass. Watch this.
Oh, you know what? He ain't let in the Chocolate City VIP. Like,
right.
He's at the club. And like,
you
oh, so
like you don't know me? You don't know me? Okay. Nah, he right.
You with your new bitch, huh?
Okay, little Dirk. Okay, little Dirk.
Little Dirk.
Nah, man. My boy D-Rose pulls through this, man. And
I think he will. It just looks real. I don't think there's going to be any 12 people that's going to believe that fucking story. It's from what we saw. Unless it's a different story that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if Derrick Rose end up being a gang raper like that, god damn, man. That's shit. You know. It'll be what it is. It's all what it is.
Do you think his story is getting more pub than, let's just say, Roth's Burger?
Hell yeah. And this one sounds way more ridiculous.
Yeah.
Roth's Burger had his boy block the door. His security guard, like, watched the door.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was just one-on-one in a bathroom. That easily could happen.
Yeah.
Not this super raper that she act like this nigga is, like.
Rape, right.
And then, yeah, I try to. No, and then on top of that. He's been raping me for the last 2 years.
Wow.
You telling the lawyer that, too. Or trying to rape me for the last 2 years. But I've been hanging. He's still my boyfriend. He was still my boyfriend. Fuck out of here, man. I want to know what she looked like. Did they show a picture of
her? No, I didn't see, no.
I just want to know what she looked like. I wonder if she like somebody. It'd be funny if it's somebody he ain't never even met in his life.
You said what? My fault,
bro.
It'd
be funny if it was somebody he never even met in his life. Like he didn't even.
Yeah,
know her at all.
like when Nelly had a chick pull up at his crib in Lake St. Louis when he lived out there when he first got on, saying that these are your kids, that type of thing.
Yeah, wasn't nowhere close to them. No more kids. All right. Next up, Prince compares record contracts to slavery. What do you think about this, Ram?
I don't know about slavery.
Yeah, that's pretty strong.
Yeah, but
pretty strong word.
You know. It can get pretty rough, but...
What?
Some of my record contracts being like slavery.
Yeah. I mean, slavery is kind of reaching.
And who said this?
Prince.
Yeah.
Prince did, so... I mean
I get what he's coming from, though. Just
I mean, Prince went through a lot of fucking shit with the record industry itself.
Had to change his whole name to a symbol.
Yeah, for a symbol, just to get his fucking name back, because the fucking record label owned his goddamn name.
Right.
Which is some crazy shit in itself, but
yeah, I get where he's coming from. But
you think it's just some strong words saying slavery?
Yeah, I can see that. Slavery, you know.
Hey, was that ingenious though? What Prince did back in the day,
doing the symbol?
Yeah,
yeah, it was. That was.
He called himself the artist formerly known as
it's Prince. I say Taff Cap. That's why I used to say Taff Cap.
Talking with the symbol. Yep. That's what it
was
like.
Cap. Yep. Mm-hmm. And he was like, dude, like, and he went platinum on the next album he did with that shit.
Yeah. I wonder was the record label mad at him going platinum? Like, you
yeah, like, ain't this a bitch? And it was, right. I think that was all on him, too.
That's
I think
Diamonds and Pearls was on there, right?
No, that was the album with I Hate You.
Yeah. I Hate You.
And I Hate You.
I'm going to have to go. Hey, you hit that note a little bit, dog.
Yeah, I know.
Damn right. Yeah. Hey, these straight hit them more like know, right? You know, they be singing in the car. Like, for real. Hey, you ever did that before? You be singing in your car, and you hit a note so good, you kind of wish somebody else heard you hit it.
Like yeah. You're like, hey, you have like, you ever hit a note though, and then you look to the next, you see a thug sitting next to you, and you singing some shit you ain't supposed to be singing, and he's looking at you like,
I cut this shit off.
You just play it off.
Yeah, I cut the song off. Whatever I'm listening to, I'm just saying like what Boots Michael, just what you just did.
Yeah.
Like I said, you be in the car, you might sing a song, and you hit that one good note, and you be like, you be kind of proud of it. You be like, hey, dog.
Kind of shock yourself.
Yeah, you be like, hey, man, you know, I think I might want to start singing. Like, for real. I think I might be able to take this serious.
Right. I'm going to make this a career.
Yeah, but then you hear yourself in real life, and you be like, nah, that was just one good note that I did. You know?
All right. Next up, 50 Cent says Eminem is the best rapper of all time.
Disagree.
Yeah, I saw the video when the interview or whatever.
Yeah,
nah. And my thing is, y'all know I'm an M fan. I'm an Eminem fan. I'm early Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers LP. I even like M now. His verse on that Dre shit was cold. It was impeccable. But I'm gonna say this: to say that somebody is the best rapper ever, you can't go off of soul just numbers by themselves. You know, because to say that he's the best rapper ever, and 50 Cent was justifying it by saying, you know, he saw so many numbers over here, and something other, you know, that's the 50 was saying that. I'm thinking, like, you really can't.
If he was black, he wouldn't have sold all that.
Eminem said it. If I was black, I would have sold half. Now, when you look at America was 77% white.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you're talking about white people who buy his album who have never heard of J. Cole, who have never, and not saying that they bought his album.
No,
because
that may have been the only rap album they ever bought in their life.
And yeah, not
you
saying,
know the other album they bought too?
What?
The Chronic. White people love that dude. Man. When I was in high school, but white people, that was a, like dude, I would hang on white dudes in high school, man. Yeah. They would have like the Nirvana album, shit like that. And the one rap on that album they had was the Chronic. Fucking Chronic, dog.
Straight up.
Every time. It never fucking failed, dog. Every time it was they weren't a hip hop head, it was the Chronic. That's how much Dre fucking crossed the fuck over.
Me and Diggy, Dr. Dre, Miss Snoop Dogg.
I don't think it's no way possible Eminem is the best rapper of all time.
And you know, just being truthful, and like I said, I'm an M fan, so I don't want people to think, oh, Javon is hating on Eminem. Like I said, Eminem's last verse on that Dre shit was cold.
Yeah, that reminded me of the old fucking Eminem.
That's the old M. Now, M.
Oh, Medicine Man, you talking about?
Yeah, Medicine Man. Yeah. M, to me, only has three classic albums where I can be like, hey. And I say three. Reason being, because people always argue me on the Eminem show. I said the Eminem show was good, but it wasn't as good as Marshall Mathers LP.
No, and, no way possible.
And it wasn't as good as Slim Shady LP. No. Those two are his two best albums. You can't argue with me
and
on that
one. I like Relapse a lot.
Relapse was cool.
Yeah,
it wasn't like garbage. Relapse.
Yeah,
Marshall Mathers LP 2, to me, and like I said, I'm still a fan, but it's garbage.
Huh? You think it's the worst one?
That's definitely one of his worst albums that he's ever put out.
I can agree with that.
Definitely one. But when I'm online, I see people, and you know, I don't know who's white, who's black by screen names and stuff, but I know this. For somebody to say Marshall Mathers LP is his best album to date, and somebody argued with me on that one, I was like, dude, you have never heard.
Marshall Mathers 2?
You have never heard. No, that's why I mean Marshall Mathers LP 2 is the best album that he has to date. And my thing is, for you to say that, you've never listened to anything other than Marshall Mathers LP 2. Ever.
Yeah, either they was born in like 19. Maybe they.
Javon for child rearing.
Yeah.
Talking
about
he literally just used the bathroom, didn't he?
Yeah, we didn't even finish the first segment. We only been doing it 30 minutes. Unless he's got a bad bladder like that.
Nah.
He might, man.
Nah, he good. But anyway,
yeah, go ahead. You said somebody was saying that March Madness be the best. Two is the best. I don't even like one song on it.
Dude, I listened to the album twice already.
I deleted the whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm close to doing
it. I had deleted the album off of my phone. I had it on my phone, but I've listened to the album twice already. And when we listened to it, I was like, I can't, you know, it just seems forced. Like, okay, let me do this because the fans want an album. So let me, it don't seem more like fluid, even with Dr. Dre not writing on, let's say, the Chronic, not the Chronic, but Compton album. This album didn't seem forced. It didn't seem forced at all. It really seemed like Dre was like, hey, man, let's just put some dope shit together and put it out and let's just make it work. And they made it work and it sounded great. But to call him the best rapper off of sales, you can't do that. You can't do it because, you know, right now, if you, you know, like, okay, let's just say this for instance. You got people who bought Marsh Mathers LP2 and didn't touch J. Cole's Forest Hill Drive.
Yeah,
like,
not at all.
Forest Hill Drive was 10 times better than Marsh Mathers LP2.
Production, even if you just match up the instrumentals,
yeah,
it's better.
Absolutely. But you can't say off a record sale just because Eminem sold more Marsh Mathers LP2 that album is better than J. Cole, because it's not. And people who know hip-hop will tell you that. They'll be like, nah, the Marsh Mathers LP2 ain't where it was at. But that J. Cole album, that motherfucker was dope.
Yeah.
Even like, you know, I'm trying to think of some more dope albums. It's a lot of dope albums that have come out.
Kendrick.
But, yeah, Kendrick. So you can't go off
of it. Kai's album better than that fucking Eminem album to me.
Dude, for 50 to say that, I think 50 is saying that solely because him and I think M is a great guy and stuff. I'm sure M helped you out and he seemed like a humble dude. But I think 50 is just saying that pretty much just to say it. I don't think he really means that.
Yeah.
I don't think he does mean that for real.
Do you think he would consider himself one of the best of all time? I'm assuming he probably would
no.
say. You don't think he does for himself?
No.
You don't think he'd ever say that?
No.
I think he would.
No.
Because he'd be like, you guys
say time. Okay.
50 Cent, he would say himself.
No. I'm going to say he probably would. You're right. He probably would say that.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, to be the best, your body of work, if you want to say the best.
He's only had one good album to me.
What, The Massacre? Get Rich, Die Trying.
The Maskers is okay. If you go back and listen to it, it's just okay. That motherfucking Get Rich, Die Trying, though,
was heavy.
It was heavy. That motherfucker was heavy. You can't deny that.
Right.
But that Massacre, eh.
It was alright.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think 50 might. I just think when you're saying the best, the greatest of all time, it's one thing to say, hey, this dude is the dopest lyricist of all time. And I think early M was the dopest, period, to me. It was unfuckwittable. Nobody could do nothing with him. Now, it just, I don't know, M, he kind of like, I think he does it just to be like, okay, I'm going to put these words together. But back in the day, his shit was just more ignorant. Like how he came on that Dr. Dre, he said, something in the paint gun. Ain't none. I even make the bitches I rape come. Like, that. I was like, man, that was sick. Like, Slim Shady, that's how he came, dog. I'm talking about, not the fact that he said, I make bitches I rape come, but that was sick in itself. But all that shit rhymed, and it was polished. It sounded great, dog. It sounded great. So I think that's what made early M just super cold. But now it's more so like he just, you know, like, say if you see Michael Jordan out there, you know he can shoot a fadeaway shot. And but you know he's just
bullshitting.
Yeah, bullshitting. Exactly.
All right, we already go to break. We finna come back with everyone's favorite segment, Raw. Nah, we'll be back. Stride Low Cash.
Truth. Wipe back the waiting in the distance. no need, please don't remind. All of these try to ignore all the simple things I've left behind. I've gotta move on. Hard to believe, but I'll tell you the truth.
Travel Cash, we back. Javon, break it down for us.
Raw, pretty much just happens when you go ahead and
can you make it females this time? Because a lot of female listeners want us to.
They want to switch it up.
Yeah, want to switch it up.
Okay, female listeners, when y'all be like talking to us, y'all be like, look here, you know, some of y'all done had this happen before. Nah, I can't use condoms because I'm allergic to condoms, and then. Maybe I'll be like, I got to use a condom. And they be like, look, it's either raw or nah. Like when females be like, I want some raw regular hammer, you know, or nah. That's pretty much it. Like raw is, is good per se. But, you know, then this day and age, you might not want to take a chance. I just saw Straight Outta Compton and how easy it is with coughing.
Everybody want to keep on condoms now for the next 2 months.
But I'm just saying, bra and all back in the day, that's why I used it back in the day, because back in the day, AIDS and all that kind of shit wasn't really like it is now. So
yeah.
But I just say back in the day, bra and all, the term comes from when your mother and your father on that one night took a chance and your father dipped on down and your mama. I know that sounds bad, but that's just how it happened. That's how it happened. If your mother would have offered your father a condom back in the day, your father would have told your mama, no, it's either raw or no. I don't need this right now because I'm stressed. You know what I'm saying? So raw is good, or that's how we write our songs. No, that's like you ain't fucking with it at all.
All right. Let's go. First up, what we got first up, Ram? Okay. We got King Los with his new track. What's it called?
Ghetto Boy.
We'll see what this about this.
This is Sarah Hutchins reporting live from the scene where the whole Freddie Gray incident took place. We stand outside now where friends and family members gather. But what we want to know now is what's going on in the hood. And do you really care?
I got that. Be more in me, yeah, that's my problem. Well, I rep my city. Yeah, bitch, I got him. Nah. Fuck what you heard. Niggas be wildin'. You got me fucked up. I'm from the bottom. Oh, yes, Lord. Walk like I'm pimpin'. Talk like I'm makin'. The projects love me. Your boy was hatin'. Nah. I'm finna kill him. I'm finna kill him. I'm on 100. I done hit the ceiling. I'm thinking, fuck these bitches. We go for dollars. And my brothers keep a bitch. I'm Nino at the Carter. The equalizer, bitch. I'm deeper, wiser, handsome, smarter. Make all the ambulance. Your ass don't stand a chance to sputter. Oh, no. I'm out the west side. Just ask my grandma. I used to move the pack. Had a pack of glamour. My niggas step with AKAs. And ain't no cap or gamma. And now we laughing to the bank like nana.
What you got, Javon?
I'm gonna give it a high or. I thought it was a cool cut. I'll give it a high or. I've seen Lowe's rhyme. You know, I mean, the rhyme was cool for what it was, but I don't know. Maybe it was a beat or something like that. It was cool. All
right, Rem.
Yeah, I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna give him a high or. Like, I heard some dope stuff that he did, but this was okay. I'm gonna go with a high or.
I'm going to high or too. I know he's trying to make this a little bit more commercial appealing, because most of the rhymes, people, if you ain't in the rhymes, nobody's gonna pick it up. So I can see what he's trying to do with doing this. It just didn't pop well for me though. But Kenny Lowe's is a dope MC. Next up, we got DOA from here in St. Louis, which is a group including who's in that group? What's the dude, man? T-Dub-O is in this group, and two other cats, I forgot them. But they're doing a joint for Ferguson featuring Young Noble of the Outlaws. Song's called Born Targets.
Gonna have what's ever. You know, because, I mean, we know for a long time he happened.
You don't do a dog like that. You didn't have to shoot him 8 times. If he was doing something to you and you was trying to stop him, where did the police shoot you? In the leg. You just shot on through my baby body.
Did the boy do anything wrong?
Let's go. Born with a target enlarged to my flesh. Can't call the law for defense. My defense corner the black market. Why on with a test? Guilty until we pay for innocence. So innocent. Yes. My offense was nothing but being born. Who gave me the right to take breath? My eyes can't hide the pain through my smiles as I'm content. Systemized to believe it's the way it's supposed to be. How things were meant. No. Curiosity's what the thought of illumination for change. All these accepted atrocities fill my generation with rage. Envisioning being murdered while Illmatic is playing. You never hear an Illinois than that. I go get the spray in this ill logic I spit. With these ill toxins I sip till I'm bit. And call a chick with that ill nine out to take me over a cliff. And we fall when we split. Cause your love will mean we would hit the bottom together. So we just fall apart. Cause bad bitches want the most ballin'. If fellas can get their hair wet, won't endure all of the weather. No umbrellas, no sunshine. About whatever to keep my sons. Cops lurking, head hunting, black youth in the mirror. Made us gangsters, then they hate us. Change our views, now they scared of us. Michael Brown, Kerry Brown, yeah, they living through me. So if the law's got a problem, tell them bitches sue me.
Look, shit is way deeper than the CNN news. Lies upon lies, trying to keep us confused. Welcome to America, the home of the brave. Home of the slave, the home of the drug trade. Wanna see us 6 feet, or see us in a cage? The good die young. Of old age, we all walk in a fine line. We need to unify from Compton to Pine Line, Ferguson to Jersey Rock.
Shout out to this. I'll go first. I'm gonna go to Raw, man. I like T-Dubbo, man. He's a nice, dope MC representing the STL, man. That Noble always does well. RIP also to Fader Hussein, man.
We had
mentioned that before, but yeah. RIP to Fader Hussein, man. And it just reminds me how much I miss Pac being alive with the fucking Outlaws. Could have got together instead. Like, he'd get, if Pac could have died after the Outlaws had dropped one full project together, we can kind of had them on their own path.
Right.
You could just imagine how this was. Because, you know, all them cats from Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, they all East Coast cats. You know what I'm saying?
Pac East Coast.
Yeah. So, yeah, shout out to this. So, I'm going to go to Raw on this one. Rim?
I'm gonna agree. I'm gonna go with the Raw too. That was dope. I like the imagery of it too. Mm-hmm. It wasn't corny. You know, a lot of times you do these type of videos for Ferguson, and it gets kind of corny.
The hands but, up.
Yeah.
You know, just the basic shit.
Yeah, but this was dope.
Yeah.
Devon. I feel the same way, man. Like when it kicked off, you know, I'm very judgmental on when you're doing, like you say, songs about Ferguson and you from St. Louis, because I just think not a lot
that
of
one song that
not,
was doing the booty of, popping in it.
Yeah, it just some people, you know, make the wrong decisions in how we represent, you know, making songs about it. But this right here, this shit was dope, super dope. And you said that was T-Dub-O,
but the group is his group he's got called DOA.
So okay, so is Noble, is he a member of that group?
No, he's just featured on that.
Okay,
just featuring him.
Okay, yeah, no, I gotta check out some more stuff, man. Like, you know, T-Double's
nice.
I did this, man. So I'm saying just the rhyming at the beginning. This ain't even
it
no song.
It was street, but it was like conscious at the same time.
Exactly, and I like the way the word he put the words together and stuff. dope. So, all right, I'm going to give it a raw.
All right. Next up, we got T-Pain's new track featuring Juicy J called Make That Shit Work. Let you go first round.
I think it was a cool joint for the clubs. You know what I'm saying? But it had a point to it too. I meant to go with a high ore.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I'll give this one I'm gonna give it a regular ore. I mean it was cool to me. It wasn't whack, definitely wasn't whack.
Yeah.
So I'll give it a middle ore, middle to high. I think that the song was definitely a club. I like the feel of it. Felt like, you know, the chick could twerk on you. You ain't got to do too much. Kind of like with the music nowadays, you got to do too much.
Felt like it was a fun party track.
Yeah. Right, right.
So I'm gonna give it a high or two. I thought it was a fun party track. Something you definitely want to be kicking with, and you know, it ain't sounding like all slowed down and shit. Like should be sounding in the club now.
Not to cut you off, yeah, but you know what would have made it doper if they would have had a T.I. feature on there.
I think a T.I. feature would have set this song up.
Maybe a Juvenile. Yeah, hey, because it was like on some, it was on like the tempo of it. You right, yeah. You are, like you got a feature for one of them on it. Maybe they can do the remix. Right.
Yeah, so next up we got the first white trap rapper. He calls himself Zach Furlow. Song's called Pulling Up to the Club.
Alright, you can put it off.
I'm pulling off flex. Diamonds on my neck. Driving while I'm sexed. I'm pulling off flex. I'm pulling off, pulling off. Pulling off, pulling off. Pulling in, pulling out. I'm pulling up, flex. High up, someone pull a beat up. I bet I'ma slam. Someone turn the heat up. I'm cool as a fan. Someone gon' get beat up. They fuck with my fam. I swear. I'm back at for my country shit. You know, dang that. Picked up a country bitch and drop some bad hat. But I'ma lead a hoe, cause I'm a damn savage. You know.
All right.
Rim.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with no. I mean, I'm just so tired of this whole sound.
Woo!
You know, woo! It's just with the slow beats,
with the auto-tunes.
Just like I cannot wait till this whole era is done.
Woo!
Definitely a no for me.
I'm gonna agree with Ram. I gotta go with I'm gonna go with a nah. I give it a high nod though because it was almost an or for me. It wasn't like terrible, but I'm tired of the. If I hear whoo, like yeah. Just because somebody did it and it sounded cool with them doing it, every other rapper does not need it, and that goes for any big name rapper, Drake, all y'all. Like stop doing the whoo like that.
The
that
long kind of, intros, yeah, like just rap, like yeah. Go into it.
That, I think that's what I say. We grew up on the best era, dog. People don't just rhyme it out no more. It's one thing to make a song. It's another thing to make some shit where we like, hey man, you heard what he said though. Like anybody can do this. Anybody can go on here and just like Hobson proved it. Have you heard this cut that Hobson did where he said absolutely nothing on a whole song, but he said this is how rappers do. He made matter of fact. That's what you know. What we need to put that on her dog. It's a Hobson cut. I gotta find out the name of it, but yeah, it's pretty much the same thing that they doing. But he's not saying anything. But to people who don't give a shit about music, they hear it and they
people
be like,
was popping.
They be like, oh, that motherfucker hidden though, boy. Like you know,
ain't talking about nothing,
nothing
at all.
So now I gotta give it a no.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a no as well. I just don't like the fact that he called himself the first white trap rapper. That was number one. That was to me. And that's
what he called himself.
Yeah, he's the first. He proclaimed himself as the first white trap rapper. So that in itself, though, yeah. I just couldn't fuck with that period because that's how they sent the email to us. Yeah. So yeah, I'm not fucking. Yeah,
sometimes it's better just
send the music.
Yeah, you don't.
I hate the little description they send us stuff like you know if you know Pac, Biggie, Big Pun, he better than them. Check it out. I'm like, oh, really? Okay. You know, they be sending all those extras, you know, things like that when you send
I mean, it's cool to send a description, like maybe what, you know, where they from or, you know, something like that, who associated with, but he's the first white trap rapper ever.
like it's a preview for a movie.
Right. Coming soon. 2015. The first white trap rapper.
You know Future.
Oh, man. Hey, look. That's what I want to do. We got just off that. Can I put this song on the list for us to judge it? It's Hobson. No words, but I'm saying like you got y'all got. I'm saying you got to bring it up on your. You have to bring it up. Or okay, yeah. No, that's cool. That's cool.
I'll put it on there for next week.
Yeah, that's all good. That's all good. All
right. This last one we got room.
One more.
This okay. Yeah. We got this one is what is it? Moochie.
Yeah, Jim Crow's Back.
That's the name of the song.
Moochie.
Deaky. Featuring Mr. Tiffy.
Wow.
Okay. All right. This was user submitted as well. All right. Let's see.
Jim Crow's Back. Country getting too black, too much rhyme around. They trying to rhyme up they stacks to tell a president down. They steady twisting the facts. They spending billions of dollars. They want that oil in Iraq. They want the gold in Ghana, diamonds in Botswana. They say it ain't racism. It's apple pie of Americana. It's that money and power. Skyscrapers and towers. Dividends, stock tickers, mention niggas every hour. Keeping you nervous. The government don't service. Them red state Republicans got that economic murder. The Pope getting broker, CCA calling a broker, making trades for the slaves, slave trade ain't over. They incarcerate us cause they need that cheap labor, make they self look like saviors on they TV, in they paper, plantation here to take it for your life, break your wife, record labels got these rappers genociding on the mic.
All right, I'll go first. I guess it was cool. I guess he was trying to be kind of a little bit funny and controversial at the same time, trying to get something about, you know, black people still being someone in a Jim Crow type of feel.
Right.
So, Javon?
I'm going to go with a no on this one. I wasn't too much feeling this one. So, yeah, I was pretty much going with a no.
Reminisce.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with a no. I get it.
Yeah, it just didn't hit it right. I feel that. I'm changing mine to a low or.
Yeah.
Low or. I get what they was trying to do. It just didn't hit. It just didn't hit right. All right. Last up, we have Nelly's new track featuring Jeremiah called "The Fix."
brother, don't let me go. Shawty and me on the late night. Got a man, got me thinking Shawty ain't right. She say she ain't about to creep life, but all she wanna do is take pipe. Ain't mad at nobody. I just wanna have your body. Now I can give you the key, girl. Hey, you can meet me in the lobby. Talk about it. Oh, I lay you down and go down, girl, till I reach your ocean. Oh, so come and get this dirt. We need that fix, that medicine. I know you like it like this when you get that itch. Adrenaline. Bustin' open every time I end up inside. Oh, being in, oh, baby, that fix, I can't watch, baby. You get that, fuck with me.
Hold up, Kelly at the beginning.
Yeah. Hold on, stop. Stop.
So come and get.
It's all R&B. It's an R&B song. It's not a rap song.
Yeah, you know that was Nelly at the beginning?
You can tell that was Nelly real? At the beginning?
I thought that at first. I was like, was that Jeremiah? He kind of got the same.
Yeah.
It's an R&B song. It's not a rap song at all.
I mean,
I'm going with a no.
You know what? I think, I'm going with a no.
But let that be known that you're
going
with a no.
I think what it probably would have been better if it was just him by himself. Cause Jermaine's already a singer, so you automatic thinking that
if he'd have rhymed, did that little singy rhyme on here, I'd have been dope to me. If he did a little bit of that little, then been you hanging with Nelly, that'd have been dope though. You want to build a club with Nelly? We can go on my Range Rover, you know, whatever. Singing though, still, but it still got the melodic feel. Yeah. Him straight singing on here, I'm not fucking with
especially
it.
Especially with Jermaine, cause you like
Jermaine can sing, and Nelly is
It should have been Nelly by itself.
I don't think Nelly should have rhymed on there.
I think he should have too.
And not like rhyme. He should have did the melodic rhyme.
He should have been Nelly.
Yeah, he should have been Nelly.
I think on here he tried to venture more off on the singing side.
You think that's what it was?
We know Nelly is a melodic dude. Like, dude, you know, that's him. But this is more so like you were singing. Not saying don't sing on, but on a song like this, if you already have, like, a song with Usher on it, or Jeremiah.
It don't make sense.
Yeah, it don't make no sense for you to sing with them. Like, that's why you got them there. So, I don't know. It just didn't seem. I'm going to give it a low or.
Low or. Okay. Rim, you gave it a no, right? I'm giving it a no, too. I thought it would have been dope. I just know how dope this could have been a nice club song if Nelly would have rhymed on here, man.
Yeah, I agree.
If he'd have rhymed on here, it'd have been dope.
But I'm going to tell you this, though. In the Lake of the Ozarks, they're going to be playing this shit.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Fuck yeah.
But I think with the rhyming, I think they would have played it more. You think it don't matter?
Nah, they're going to play it.
I think the rhyming, it would have got played more in the Lake of the Ozarks.
I think he didn't have to rhyme. If he was going to sing, just sing by yourself.
And just make it a whole song with him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Like you saw, I was fast forwarding. I was thinking that he was finna,
But they sound the same almost. Right. Which is kind of fucked up. Does Nelly sound damn near like Jeremiah?
Right.
Damn, man, Nelly could sing more than I thought he could. Right. All right, we're finna get ready to go to break, and we're finna get ready to wrap up things straight out of Lil Cash.
Straight out of Lil Cash. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh,
disappear. Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back. We're back. We just got two quick topics, Devon. What's up with this dude in Virginia that shot up everybody, man? Shot up the cameraman and the.
I just hate the whole little when people see. They say, is this a hate crime?
Yeah. I don't know. Hold on.
I don't know.
Josiah, you all good?
Yeah, we had some children problems. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It was conspiracy too, saying it was like it was really a fake video. And
oh, really? They were trying. What do you mean it was a fake video?
It was just edited.
They said the whole situation was fake. Like,
yeah, but I'm kind of like, I don't know.
I'm thinking at some point them two people would pop up somewhere.
Yeah.
If it's fake, then where are they? Are they just not these people? What are they trying to say?
No, because I read an article on it, but I didn't really get finished with it. It was just saying that he was edited, and they were just showing like how the guy was that close, and when he shot the reporter, it was no blood or anything. She ran. That was like a 40 caliber or 45. You get hit, you go.
That's true though. So you know about guns. Yeah, you would see the exit wound blood coming out.
You gonna see something. She gonna fall. She was like maybe 115 pounds?
Yeah, but they said he shot like 15 different shots, though. So he was like, missing a lot of shit.
I'm like, but that close. If she would have get hit once.
What do you mean?
He would have known.
He's saying that people believe that the whole thing was a fake tape.
Yeah.
No, that was real. That was real. Because, I mean, when first off, she had on dark clothes, too. And when you get shot.
She had a white blouse on this.
I don't think so.
She had a blazer on. Like a blazer on.
Yeah, it was like a
dark. You got hit with a 40 caliber. A grown man. You gonna fall. Or you gonna grab. You know what I'm saying? You ain't just gonna be like, and run.
But
like they say, he could have been missing.
Yeah,
said he shot like 15 times.
You heard the shots on the tape.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard the shots on the tape. So you can judge from that. But yeah, I mean, I do think, yeah, dude, definitely.
But I was thinking about, you know who's really mad though on the low?
Who?
GoPro, the company that he used the camera that set it up like that.
So I thought it was his phone.
Yeah, but it was a GoPro.
So it wasn't his phone?
No, it was a GoPro camera. Because he went home and edited that shit. And then he put it up on Facebook. Yeah. So nobody know who did it at first for a minute. Because it was just like, some people got shot up. It'd be like somebody came in here and shot us. And like your kids weren't here though. Nobody would know for a while until somebody came and discovered. They were like on a bridge area doing an interview. So nobody wouldn't have known that somebody got shot. It was like kind of in a different little duck off area. Mm-hmm. So he put it up. That's how people found out that he did it.
Right.
So he would use a GoPro, camera with, the one of the action cameras. You can do all kind of shit and ski. And I was like, damn, man, as a company. Because he was probably like, I want my GoPro. Because he was gay too, you know that, right?
Yeah.
And his boyfriend coming out saying that we shouldn't judge him on that,
Judge him on what?
Him killing the people and stuff like that.
Why not?
You saying because he was going through a lot, and because they supposedly was fucking with him racially and shit like that. But you're like, yo, I don't fuck with racially too, man. I ain't never want to go in and shoot
nobody. Yeah.
I work in TV. Like, it can really
get real racist. Oh, I know really, it does. Yeah. I know it does.
He probably, like, he got fired.
Yeah.
So.
He had been fired for 2 years, though.
Yeah.
But they said the cameraman was the dude that fucked with him a lot, supposedly. Yeah. Not the girl. She just happened to get caught up in the dust.
But my thing is, you got to be kind of aware. And not to say nothing that they should have done, because I may guess once you're in that moment, you really can't say what you would do. But I just think you got to be more aware of your surroundings, man. Because if you see somebody got fired 2 years ago, just suddenly appear.
Yeah, but see, people was asking me that. I'm like, dang, they couldn't, when you be shooting, like, they can't, they didn't see that. But a lot of times, they don't.
But you like, you got a tunnel vision thing, though, right? Yeah. Like, if you shoot,
man, he's straight focused, and she's focused.
Focus on the camera, what's going on, like.
Especially if it's like a serious subject or whatever, they don't see around them.
Dude, that dude walked up.
But he was a pretty big guy. It seemed like they should have saw him.
Or maybe they saw him and they was like, I'm not going to, that old boy, that'd be bullshit.
That's crazy.
But I'm saying, maybe they didn't see him with the gun. Maybe they saw him and was like.
But that's still crazy. Like, you already had a problem with him. And he just come up to
shoot. But I mean, I guess maybe they was like, all right, I'm gonna deal with him after. Let me do this real quick.
But that's a red light. If I knew working in TV and this dude got fired, he just there at a random interview.
It's a duck off to interview. Like, yeah, duck off, like, somewhere. It's not like you doing like you ducked off.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like at a club or something. Like, he might just be hanging out. I'm like, he just here.
My thing is though, he had to be stalking them to find out where they was gonna be going.
Yeah.
That's not like you know like where the movie yeah. the video, and that wasn't like James got shot on Fair.
Right.
That was like a regular interview with a car. It was like a little councilman or something. Right. So I was like, dude, like,
she got shot in her back.
Yeah.
She could, you know.
So she paralyzed some, right?
I don't know. Shit, you know, she could have got killed.
Yeah.
Oh.
The councilman, the one that survived.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. She did. But all of them ran off. It was just tragic to see it from his angle, because I saw both of the videos.
Yeah.
The second video I clicked on, I'm thinking it was the same video. I'm like, man, I wonder who this was. I'm trying to look at it, but it showed it from his angle. He walked up behind them and was pointing the gun directly at dude's head. I'm like, man, I said, that's terrible.
What's interesting is that, you know, he came up real privileged, they said.
Yeah.
And this is the thing, though. This is the thing I like for all our kids, I'd be thinking the same thing. Is like, you don't want them to ever think that shit's sweet. Like, you want them to be have diverse experiences and do different things, stuff like that. But I think he may have grew up a little bit, it seemed like, thinking that these motherfuckers give a fuck. Some of these white people don't give a fuck, but a lot of them do. Yeah. But there are some that don't give a fuck about you, just like there's some black people don't give a fuck about you.
Right.
And I think that he thought it was different for him because of where he came from.
I think it was like, I think, you know, he was, you know, probably kind of sheltered. And he, you know, it was like shell shock.
Yeah.
Like, damn, like, okay, this is real. Cause they was messing with him, which they, it can happen to TV stations. But he was so far in his career. He was like, what, 40?
Yeah, 42 years
old. He probably
old.
Been in his career for a long time.
Yeah, and you get fired like that at that late in the game. Yeah. They ain't nobody fucking with you at 40 something.
Cause they know right now, they hire white women that's 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You been in the game for so long working, and you out, you fired, and you know, it's racial. So he probably had a loose crew too, you know.
Yeah,
that's messed up. If it is true,
yeah, you know I don't know. Saying, so you still on the conspiracy boat?
It looks real to me. But
he said it looks real.
You know
to
what
me.
I'm saying? You know, you never know, but it's crazy.
All right, last topic we got. This is the one that stirred all the controversy on Facebook. I had people hitting me up with Aaliyah dying. I said that Beyonce benefited off of Aaliyah dying. And the more when I talk to people in general are mad when I said that, because I said that there's a couple, Jay-Z and Beyonce, benefited more off of death than any other couple ever in history has.
Yeah.
And people would get mad until I explained to him, like, I was arguing with Roy for like an hour, shout out to Roy Robinson. And then he was like, damn, you kind of right. I'm not saying that Beyonce wouldn't have shined, but that lane on the highway would have been a lot more cloggy.
Because
when Beyonce, if you think about when Beyonce came, and she benefited a lot off of fucking Left Eye dying as well, because TLC had fell off.
Right.
You got to think, she was the only female pop star at the time, period.
So what are you saying? Beyonce benefited off of?
Benefited off the death of Aaliyah.
I think a lot of people benefit off of Biggie, but Aaliyah. Now, I think with Aaliyah, I think she benefited in the sense that the lane was open.
Yeah.
But I think Aaliyah was kind of going more different direction. I think she was going more acting.
No. I think, you know, she was too, but I'm saying I don't think Beyonce would just been able to just take over the shit like she did.
Yeah.
She, instead of her selling 7 million, she might only sold 4 because some other little girls or the girls might have been like, I fuck with Aaliyah. I'm going to buy the Aaliyah album. Yeah. That's what would have happened, dog.
I don't think Aaliyah been singing it. I think she would have went more acting. You know, she just finished that movie.
I think so. And Aaliyah, when you talk about Beyonce, you talking about somebody who actually can sing,
right? I didn't say Leah's not the best singer,
right? She so.
But my whole thing is the lane would have been. People can't take it out the ice, but I don't think Beyonce would have not shined. I just think it'd have been harder for her to get to the level she is now if Aaliyah was clogging that lane over.
But harder at what rate? Like, what wouldn't she have gotten?
I just think it'd have been harder for her to be. Cause, dude, you got when she came out in 2003. Well, first of all, she saved her and Jay-Z also saved each other's careers too, because that Bonnie and Clyde song saved both of their careers. Cause nobody was fucking with Destiny's Child as much towards the end of their career.
Well, they fucking Beyonce though.
Right, but it wasn't as a group though. People were trying to figure out what Beyonce was gonna do as a solo artist.
Once they started switching the members,
people stopped fucking with them a little bit. When people were like, "Oh, they dropped Kelly Rowland,"
but they already knew that Beyonce was the star of the group.
Right, but people would have liked her. But I'm saying, but to be a solo artist is different. How many solo artists try to lead the group and they never ever get the shine? You know, people like them, but oh yeah, I like them. Right. But they don't get the shine as they want. Like, for instance, you know, the chick from Escape was supposed to be a solo artist. Not Candy, the heavyset dark one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They was trying to push her to be the... Really? You would have bought that album? The Tamika Scott album?
I mean, depending on if she had a cut to go with
but,
it.
But my whole thing, no, you wouldn't have, man, because everyone's, some people don't survive well outside the group is my point.
Yeah, that's true.
And we didn't know what Beyonce was at that time. She was the dopest in the group. You know what I'm saying? Like Ralph Tresvant, he only had like a couple of tracks out inside New Edition. Yeah. He had to go back to the group like, this solo shit ain't working out.
Nah, but look at Bobby Brown, though.
Bobby Brown was one of the exceptions.
Look at Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill didn't have as good of a career as being with Mel New Edition.
He didn't have as good of a career.
But we talking about Beyonce level. Bobby Brown's one of the only, and Justin Timberlake are the only two examples I think of someone where they outshined
Michael
where
Jackson.
Their group was at. Okay, yeah. I mean, Michael Jackson. But I don't even consider Jackson 5 a group. I consider Michael Jackson and four niggas behind him. I've always felt like that.
Yeah.
Tell me it wasn't.
It was.
Yeah. But Beyonce was in a group. Even though it was Beyonce and her bitches, as some people, I think Corey Holcomb said that, Beyonce and her bitches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
I think, though, like, what other groups?
Where the solo art, where somebody was able to have a bigger solo career than the group was. Only three people. Well, four if you include Mike.
Yeah.
But that's all time. Think about David Ruffin tried to leave the Temptations. He did okay. Eddie Kendrick left the Temptations. Did okay. He didn't do bad, but he never kept the level of
Digital Underground.
Okay, Ice Cube. Ice Cube is an example. But I mean more R&B, though. I don't want to go outside. R&B. But I'm not saying that because people have been mad on my face. My Facebook page is still going on with that debate right now. And that
for
was
4 days
ago. People still going back and forth about. And I'm surprised that many people think Jay didn't succeed off of Biggie, though. I can understand the debate more of the Aaliyah Beyonce thing. But those people are trying to defend Jay.
Saying
Jay didn't benefit off of Biggie dying.
He benefited
the most.
Directly off
hey,
him
like,
dying.
Like straight up like. He went straight to the bank right after Biggie fell.
Yeah, he benefited directly
the
off
next
of,
year.
Yeah, he did.
The Hard Knock Life song came out the next year. Because you got to think about it. People was not fucking with Reasonable Doubt. Much people were like, oh, that was his best album.
I ain't going to say people wasn't fucking with Reasonable Doubt, but people wouldn't like own it. I'm going to just say that because like not fucking with it to me is when you listen to it, you be like, oh, this is some bullshit.
I heard people say that when I had that Reasonable Doubt doing that.
I agree.
That year,
for real?
Dude, yes.
I was telling us, dude, it's this new album. This dude named Jay. This shit is tough. People's like,
I'm telling you,
who's this dude?
People were not. The only reason I got the Jay-Z album is because I went to Chicago that summer, and you know, you remember? Did you go to Chicago when you was a kid? Like, y'all remember the station they used to call 106 Jams? Used to be everybody was popular in Chicago. It's like one of the best hip hop stations ever created. Like, period.
Okay.
They used to play like real shit all the time, and they played Brooklyn's Finest, and I was like, oh shit, with Biggie? Oh shit, I'm gonna get this joint. So when I came back that Monday, it was September. It was like the first Monday in September that fucking Reasonable Doubt came out. I got it. My boy, shout out to my boy John Rhodes. He had a Bonneville. He was driving on his mom's Bonneville on his permit.
Right.
And I put it in, and he was like, oh, this is some bullshit, dog. We rode all the way back from Galleria to my crib on Northside. He was like, this is some bullshit. Take this bullshit up out of this goddamn CD player. And every time he saw me, he's like, you still fucking with that Jay-Z shit? I was like, dude, it's dope, man. It's dope. People wasn't fucking with that second album for real either. The second album, even less than the first one, if you want to be honest. That In My Lifetime album, nobody was fucking with that album at that time. Because go back and look at the reviews, the original reviews on In My Lifetime. I think I only got like a 3 or 3.5 in the source.
Yeah.
So, like I said, Jay-Z directly benefited off of Biggie. Directly. Benefited off of Biggie dying.
That's true. But I still do think, like, when you're talking about Aaliyah would have affected Beyonce's album sale. Let's just say if Beyonce sold 300 million, Aaliyah might have affected if she would have sold 280 million.
Right. It wouldn't have been. But that's a big deal.
No. Versus 300 million versus 280 million?
No. That's a big. No, okay. You're extrapolating two big numbers. Ain't nobody's chain even sold 100 million records, period, total.
No, I'm just. Yeah.
I'm saying let's go off a small. If she sold 5 million on that first Dangerous in Love album, it may only been 2 or 3 mil because Aaliyah might have dropped the album and somebody else would have bought 2 mil.
We talking about. Okay. We're going to talk about just if they did album totals. I don't even know how many. Let's just say. Beyonce sold 100 million albums worldwide to this day.
But Aaliyah's all her albums have went platinum before she died.
No.
Yes, they did. Dog.
Okay, you said okay. You saying platinum? Beyonce, she got an album that went diamond, don't right. she?
The Leah's got her second album went diamond before she died. That one in a million album went diamond, dog.
You sure?
14 million. I looked it up. Four million of it was sold after she died.
Yeah.
That second, that one in a million album was that was a dope. You got to think about that was when Timberland was doing all her beats.
Yeah.
My whole thing is you got to look at the whole career of it. First of all, Missy would have been producing the four still. Timberland would have still been producing for Leah. She wouldn't have fell off or nothing like that.
Up to this point, she probably would have been fit, took a back seat.
Okay, so what, is Beyonce will ever take a back seat? Because somebody said the same thing, like everybody has their time. Is Beyonce ever going to take a back seat?
I think Beyonce is just, she's on that, you know how like when you on Mario Brothers and you hit that star. And like, I mean, for real.
And then you just the unlimited life.
No, just you just gone, like until your star run out. I think Beyonce, I don't think she's come to the end of her star. Beyonce probably got about a couple, because she, sex sells. You know what I'm saying? She's not only can she sing, but she's sexy as hell.
Because she's our age. She's 34, so.
Yeah, so I'm going to give her about four more years.
So she about close five more years. To 40?
Yeah, yeah. Because
it's going to be different when she turns 40.
Yeah, she's going to have to kind of like,
she going, and that's what I'm interested to see how she's going to try to, and she's going to have to flip it, because then she's going to have to try to get into the Jill Scotland lane. She's going to have to go that route, because I don't think she's going to be able to sell poppy as much.
Right.
She's going to have to figure out another lane at some point. Yeah. I'm telling you, man. Dude, Aaliyah would have been. What do you think, Rim?
I think it cleared the lane a little bit, but I think, I don't know, I think Aaliyah, I think she was going towards acting anyway. So I think I think Beyonce would have been who she is anyway because of that.
Yeah.
But I do think it kind of cleared the media out for a little bit, but I don't think it would have been to affect her for sales or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it would have been affected, all that stuff. Because you'd have had girls, I'm on Team Aaliyah. You'd have had Team Aaliyah versus Team Beyonce on Twitter. I could see this shit happening. Where it has been battled.
Because Aaliyah would have been like about 36.
Yeah, because she's 2 years older now. She's been 36. And another thing that's funny is I was watching one of her videos. AJ ain't been nothing but another video. And motherfucking Proof is in there. Proof go all up in the camera like.
Talking about
Proof from Detroit, but you know she's from Detroit.
Yeah.
She shot that video in Detroit, so it makes sense. Because, right. You know, he was like the man, kind of one that, he was like one of the underground, like, man, the man in the underground.
Look, I saw a picture.
And he's, and it's in black and white, and he's all up in the camera, him and Bazaar.
I want to say it was Eminem and Aaliyah.
I just saw this on VH1. I even paused it. And I was like, and I rewind. I was like, hold up. Is that Bazaar? I mean, is that Proof? And then I Googled it, and they said Bazaar is behind Proof in that shot.
For real?
Yeah.
This is what I was talking about right here. Look,
yeah, they would have all been together kicking
Eminem and Aaliyah.
Yeah, because they're from Detroit.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah. So I mean, yeah, I think, man, that Aaliyah Lane, man, Aaliyah was starting to get into that more adult type music too. If you listen to them last album with that Rock the Boat, Do We Need a Resolution? You know what she was dressing was right. Getting into that Beyonce lane though. That's what I'm. That's the only thing I'm saying. And Lee, I think about Beyonce hadn't even went solo yet. Lee already had three albums that was platinum. Beyonce didn't go solo until after Lee died.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. That lane.
I think they was in two, but they. I think they kind of was in two different lanes, though.
But you even know it's like Highlander. It only can be one.
Yeah.
It only can be one. And I'm not saying Beyonce wouldn't not have won. I'm just saying it wouldn't have been as easy, because it seemed like it was flawlessly easy for Beyonce to come at the top.
It don't.
You don't think it? I think it feels like it's.
I mean, because you know they had a little turmoil going on with the father, even with the divorce of her parents.
Yeah, but that's later on in the game. I'm talking about for her to get to the top. It seemed like it was very, very easy for her to slide into that.
I don't think
because that first song, Crazy in Love, was a killer.
It was
of
just
a track.
Good song.
Yeah, it was a killer. That's probably one of her best tracks, biggest songs.
But that's not her fault that everybody loved the song so much.
No. I'm just saying that lane was open. You got to think of Left Eye just died. So,
but TLC, even if Left Eye was alive, I think
TLC would have been touring, killing it.
No, because you got to think Left Eye had, by that time before she died, she went out with Death Row, and her name was Nina. TLC wasn't making no hits like around then.
Yes, they was.
Around the time with Left Eye, you talking about
no Scrubs had just dropped the year before she died.
No, man,
no Scrubs dropped in '99, man.
And when did she die?
2001. She died in 2001.
When
man.
Was she with Death Row then?
She had signed a solo deal with Death Row.
Right.
She already had dropped that album overseas. It never came out here. You got to think. They were getting ready. That album that TLC came out with that Unpretty and all that shit on there.
Right.
that was, they was already recorded that shit. That was that stuff couldn't, you know, didn't come out because, you know, they didn't have, of course, Left Eye died, so all this shit got fucked up. But if Left Eye was alive, trust me, TLC would have had another good 5 years, dog. Easy.
I can't say that.
They
G.
were killing. TLC was killing. I mean, Left Eye dying fucked their careers.
They did Scrubs. That was like their last big hit.
Right. Well, no, they Unpretty was.
Unpretty. That's not even with Left Eye though.
Right, but I'm saying, but that was a hit even without Left Eye there. That was a hit.
Oh, how long ago Unpretty come out?
2002, 2003.
What year is it now?
But I'm talking about, but Left Eye had died. That's my point.
No, but I'm saying Unpretty was a cool jam. It was a cool.
That was at the end.
Like, yeah. You think TLC? Think if Left Eye would have been still alive, you don't think TLC would have been? I don't think more in 2000s.
No, they wouldn't even been together. Left Eye was kind of trying to do her own thing anyway.
Right. You see, she was going to the Honduras and stuff by herself and just kind of being, you know.
Yeah, on her own doing her own thing.
But I just think, I think musically they probably would have put out and people would have supported them on tours and stuff. But album-wise,
They would have did one more album.
And I think the album would have blocked Beyonce's song.
I could see them doing tours with, like, you know, New Edition and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Now. Yeah,
they are not. I mean, they did with tours.
Even with Left Eye. That's what I'm saying. Even with Left Eye. I could have seen them doing tours with New Edition.
Damn, that tour would have been actually kind of crazy on the low. With a fucking TLC with Left Eye tour with New Edition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They could sell out some shit with that.
Right. Yeah.
They could sell out some shit with that. All right, we're getting ready to wrap it up, fellas. Rim, let everybody know where they can hit you at.
DJ Reminis 10 @gmail.com or Instagram was all the same.
All right, Javon.
Javon Bibbs. You can hit me up on Instagram at Javon, JOVANBIBBS, and at Twitter. All of that, man. I'm on everything. Just follow me.
All right. Hit us up. Hit us up on our voicemail. People have been hitting us up on our tweets and stuff saying that they're scared to leave a voicemail or whatever because they think that we're going to clown them or something like that. Don't be scared, man. We're not going to clown you, man.
Yes, we are.
Hell no, nah, man. Now, if you get on that mind, like, hello, yes, this is, my name is Dennis. I'm from Peoria, Illinois. I'm going to call in and let you guys know I love your show.
Like, put that goddamn smoke detector.
Yeah, get it fixed.
I eat Subway.
Right.
I eat Subway.
Actually, I got a foot long right now. We'd be like, what kind of pervert? No, leave us a message, man.
Yeah, the number is 641-715-3900. And the voicemail box number is 769-558. So put that in. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know what you think about the show, your topics, your thoughts, all that good stuff. We'll play it on the air as well. All right? Hit us up on our Twitter, Straight Oil C.
Hey, I'm finna discipline my son and my niece on air. Watch this.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, y'all. Hey, come here. Come here. Josiah. KK, come here. What are y'all in there doing?
Playing.
Playing what?
We playing the doctor game.
Well, y'all need to be quiet in there, all right? You hear me? Yes. Huh? Say it louder. Okay. Yeah, I check the kids. I just check.
Just random kids.
Yeah, you gotta check them, man.
So you got a service that you would just check kids?
Nah, yeah. Call the number.
Call the voicemail.
Leave my voicemail. And I check your kids for you.
And then voicemail number again, 641-715-3900. And enter the code 79558. Email us straightoilc@gmail.com. Straight OLC on Twitter and also Straight Out of Low Cash on Facebook. You can hit me up at Dig Game on Twitter or Dig Game ISU on Instagram. Appreciate all the love and everything from everybody, and we'll see y'all next week. Straight Out of Low Cash.
Peace.